This Friday, the Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their production of Lorraine Hansberry's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, A Raisin in the Sun, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 at the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Crossroads Artistic Director Arthur Feinsod and actor Michael Cherry. Arthur, A Raisin in the Sun is about an African-American family on the south side of Chicago in the 50s with a limited amount of money, even if it's a windfall, but unlimited dreams.
Yes. A lot of dreams are on the stage, a lot of competing dreams, actually. But one dream does win out in the end, but not without a lot of conflict and soul-searching and growth, a real growth spurt of this family. Everyone in the family grows from this experience. They come into their own. They come into their consciousness.
Tell us a little bit about the specific dreams, Arthur.
Well, the most important dream, sort of the central dream, is to move into a house. They're in a small, cramped south side apartment, and the dream of moving into a house where there's a little bit of land and sunshine and some space is a very important one to Mama, and it does spread to other members. It comes in contradiction and conflict with Walter's dreams, which is to own a liquor store, and so that becomes the sort of the crux of the conflict.
Now, people might think lovely home, moving out of cramped, perhaps even dangerous community, as opposed to a liquor store, that's a slam dunk. But there are also some other competing dreams.
Yes, there are. Benita, the daughter of the family, wants to be a doctor, and that's going to cost money for them. Also, the dream is a complex dream because they are an African-American family moving into a white neighborhood. And at the time, that was a dangerous move. There was a tremendous amount of resistance in the white neighborhood to this kind of action, sometimes violent resistance. And so they know that, and they fear that, but they can overcome that fear, which I think is one of the heroic aspects of this play. And it's also interesting to note that Lorraine Hansberry herself moved into a white neighborhood and actually was subject to violence, both verbal violence and even physical intimidation. So for her to see this as a victory to move into this neighborhood after her experience is quite a courageous thing to write about.
We're talking with Crossroads Artistic Director Arthur Feinsod and actor Michael Cherry about the upcoming production of A Raisin in the Sun. Michael, you recently played Shakespeare's Othello, viewing the world from the position of a conqueror come back in pomp to Venice. Now you're a young man who dreams of owning a Chicago liquor store. Tell us about this character Walter and how you've had to shift gears to play him.
In terms of a comparison to Othello, Othello already has dreams of love and acceptance. I mean, that's what he wants. And I think the connection, the emotional base that both Walter and Othello share is, yeah, that dream of being a part of the world, finding one's way in the world, whether through the need for Desdemona's love and trying to overcome his insecurities of jealousy and so on. And Walter's need to provide for his family, you know, and to really take responsibility, you know, as a man. And his need for his family's love. It was post-war, suburbs kind of, you know, opening up and everything. And, you know, there was this sense of the American dream, right? That's reflected in plays also like Death of a Salesman, Glass Menagerie, and even Eugene O'Neill's Along Day's Journey and Tonight. I mean, that whole thing of the American dream. And, you know, I think Hansberry says that, you know, the black community in America, you know, is part of that American dream as well.
We've been talking with actor Michael Cherry and Crossroads Artistic Director Arthur Feinsod. This Friday, the Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their production of Lorraine Hansberry's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, A Raisin in the Sun, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 in the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. I'm George Walker.